It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Everybody starts feeling a little melancholy when the days are getting shorter and cold. It's dark when I wake up in the morning and dark when I go to bed. And so you start to feel just a little bit whether or not this is something that's just a little bit more serious. Are you feeling depressed? Well, my guest is Karen Erickson. She's a member of Chicago Healers and founder of Enlightened Healing Center in Chicago. So, Karen, is there something called seasonal depression disorder and seasonal affective disorder? Is this a real thing? And what can we do about it?
Yes, it's definitely very real, and it's actually almost to some degree a natural occurring thing. You know, just as the seasons change and we go through different periods in the seasons, and how nature goes through. You know, spring is a time of renewal and birth and new growth, and fall is a time of harvest. Winter is a time of basically kind of death or transformation or going to sleep. And so as the cycles in nature go through, our bodies also have a tendency to go through those similar cycles.
And so when we go through these cycles, you know, do you think, do most people just kind of come back out of it as soon as it starts to be winter, you're kind of used to it? Or is it something that lingers?
Well, it can be both. It depends upon that person. A lot of things are affected, you know, when we don't have enough sunlight. You know, our brain does not get the stimulation that it normally would. And with most of us, we're indoors all the time, too. We're not outside getting the little sun that there is. So we do have to find ways of substituting that and helping keep our brain more balanced, keeping ourselves more balanced during this time so that we can be more functional during the winter months and the, you know, through this time period.
Okay, so when these things strike, are there ways that people can kind of get out of it? You know, we've heard about the lights, you know, using those indoor lights. I mean, what do you do with somebody who's going through something like this?
Well, indoor lights are definitely important. That's one of the first things I tell people is change your light bulbs to full spectrum lighting. Make sure that if you are prone to going through seasonal affective disorder or getting the winter blues, definitely change your lights. Make sure that you have natural lighting in your home as much as possible. And even at your workplace, if you can even put a lamp that has the full spectrum lighting. And these days, you can get that at any hardware store. They all carry natural lighting. You're looking for the light bulbs that have that white kind of blue color tint. They'll either call it clear lighting. It's that it's more clear, more bright. That's the kind of lighting you want to look for, and that really helps a lot. But there are other things that you can do too, besides natural lighting, that will help with the seasonal affective disorder. One of the things is making sure that you do have good vitamin D. You're not low in vitamin D, because that does make a difference. So vitamin D3, usually taking a supplement during this time will help a lot. Making sure that you're eating healthy as well. You know, we have a tendency during this time of year to start wanting to eat more comfort food. And that comfort food also comes, it's a lot of starches, a lot of sugars usually, a lot more breads. And we also wear darker colors. We start going with these darker colors. And color really affects us, and so does food. So we want to start making sure that we're eating a lot of your fruits and your leafy greens and your more colorful foods, that we continue to eat those things during this time of the year. And also wearing brighter colors really do help. Not just going with just the black colors and the grays and the browns and the more muted colors that we do this time of year, but go with something a little bit brighter too, because it really does affect your moods.
Well, and also, you know, as you mentioned, I think that's a great point about comfort foods, and you start cooking and lasagnas and chilies and things, and then if you're going to gain weight, that's the time you're going to do it, and that doesn't help your mood either.
Right. It brings it down.
It builds on itself, right? And so you get even more depressed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And some of the symptoms of if you're suffering from seasonal depressive disorder is feeling down, not having energy, feeling irritable and anxiety, and gaining weight. Sleeping too much, oversleeping or feeling like you need a lot of sleep. And another thing that people do is they become socially withdrawn. And one of the things to really help with seasonal affective disorder is to make sure that you start scheduling things to be out, get out, do things, start being more social. Because, you know, in the wintertime, we all want to hibernate. And that hibernation, again, the more we withdraw from people, the more comfort foods we eat, the more we gain weight, all of that, it just feeds on itself.
So besides making your environment sunnier, brighter, wearing brighter clothes, making sure you be social and don't shut yourself in, eat more colorful foods and that sort of thing. You know, getting outside, even if it's raining, right? I mean, getting outside, mm-hmm. breathing in the fresh air is going to help, isn't it?
Absolutely, and exercise is very important. Just getting out, absolutely. Walking, find somebody to walk with if you don't have it. Go to the gym, do some exercise, because that helps too. We want your serotonin levels too, melatonin, we need to have the neurotransmitters in the brain balanced. And exercise really helps with stress levels, and it just helps rejuvenate and get the blood flowing more and getting more oxygen to the brain, which helps perk up the brain. So that's also very important. I also, one of the things that really helps a lot too, is really monitor your thoughts. Really watch what you're thinking. You know, your thoughts do create your reality in many ways, and it does really create,
you're talking about negative self-talk and things,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And mm-hmm. If you see it's a great day, I mean, how many people wake up, they see it's going to be rainy or the skies are gray, and they immediately go into this, oh, it's going to be a bad day. They immediately allow it to change their mood immediately because it's not sunny out.
Well, and that is absolutely true, really, Karen, because when you see that and then you've told yourself, well, it's going to be another one of those days, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You can almost make it that way for yourself, but instead waking up and saying, wow, it's a gray day. I love a gray day. I can get a lot done today.
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to change that negative talk and make it a more positive, you know, whether you have to do that with meditation. Or, you know, maybe get a massage on that gray day. That'll help you feel better too, right?
Absolutely. And massage is wonderful for seasonal affective disorder. So is reflexology or cranial sacral therapy.
Yoga.
Yoga, absolutely. Any type of those type of things. Essential oils, by the way, too, are wonderful. And one of my favorite things is to have a massage with essential oils and using those different oils to uplift your body and uplift your mood.
Well, that's
true. Really
they do work and they do uplift your mood. And certain ones, you know, even like rosemary and ones that really open your eyes,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you smell them. So that's really great advice. Now just tell people where they can find out more information about you, Karen.
Well, you can go to our website, which is theenlightenedhealingcenter.com. And or you can call us at 708-364-8887. And we're happy to help you in any way. And one more thing I do want to mention is, you know, work on the emotional stuff, too, that you haven't resolved, which will help a lot. You know, unresolved emotional issues that get you down, that you have had a lot of grief or sadness about, is also what keeps you stuck.
Well, this is such great advice, Karen Erickson. Thank you so much. And, you know, if you're experiencing any of these things, get some exercise, get a massage, use some essential oils. Remember, you want to eat healthier than you can even imagine, because that also will make you feel a little shinier, a little healthier, and keep a smile on your face. Cut out with the negative self-talk. I know it's hard to do, but we can all try and do it, especially this time of the year. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. We'll be back.